Welcome to this episode of FEA Today. My name is Matt Costella, director of the Fundamental Evangelistic Association, headquartered at the Grace Bible Church in Fresno, California. Our hope and prayer is that this brief program will encourage you in the things of the Lord and direct your attention to God's Word as you seek to make sense of the world in which you find yourself today. During the past couple episodes of FEA Today, we've taken the time to consider from Psalm 90 what the Bible has to say about the time that God has given to us on this earth. In Psalm chapter 90, we find an incredible psalm written by Moses in which he defines time according to the word of God. He starts out, "Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." Time. Moses understood the eternality of God. He understood that God has always existed, he always will exist, God is outside of time, and yet he created and works within time. We also understand that Moses understood man's brevity of life as a result of sin. And we looked at verses 3 through 11 to understand what Moses had to say through inspiration of the Holy Spirit concerning man's brevity, man's shortness of life because of sin. In this episode of FEA Today, we want to conclude our study and look at the rest of the verses of this chapter, beginning in verse 12, where Moses is exhorting us to make the most of the time of the days that God has given to us, because they are so short in light of all eternity. We begin reading in verse 12, where Moses writes, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us, yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it." You see, Moses not only understood the eternality of God, he not only understood our brevity of life as a result of sin, but Moses understood our need to make the most of the time God has given to us. You see, because of the reality of the first 11 verses, because God is eternal and because life is so brief, Moses then asks God to teach us to number our days. Why is that? We find the reason in verse 12, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. So what does it mean to number our days? To number our days does not mean to add up how many days we have lived or approximate how many we plan to live. To number here means to schedule, to measure out, to allot, to appoint the minutes and seconds of our days, to do that which is wise in order to fulfill the purpose and the plan of God. So in other words, the idea of numbering our days, when Moses says, "Teach us, Lord, to number our days," to number our days is to consider every day of value. The idea of time management is not simply a principle or a discipline that needs to be understood and practiced by corporate businessmen or other busy people. Nor is time management some kind of extra-biblical topic. It is a biblical imperative. Yet the question is this: how often do we as Christians consider the importance of time management, of numbering our days, of making the most of the time that God has given us in all wisdom for His glory? In reality, time management equals self-management. So what does the Bible have to say to us about managing our time and thus managing ourselves? Let's break down verse 12 carefully. The first principle we need to understand is that time management is learned. Notice Moses' prayer, "Lord, teach us." What about our human potential? What is it that we would naturally do in the flesh? We seek comfort, laziness, or doing things for the wrong reasons. Remember, this is Moses praying to God. And the children of Israel in the wilderness had a tendency to think and act according to the flesh. Time after time, they murmured, they complained, they acted and reacted according to the flesh. You see, as human beings, we all will fall short if we are not taught. That's our human potential. So time management, first of all, is learned. Lord, teach us. How are we taught? It comes from the Word of God. This is the way we are taught how to manage our time, by looking into the Word of God and seeing what God Himself would have us to do. You see, instruction is impossible without some form of communication. Have you ever been taught by another person how to do something without written or verbal communication? Absolutely not. We are taught through the Word of God. God has communicated His Word to us. Instruction involves both teaching, that's positive, and discipline or chastisement, that's the negative. Because God loves us, He will train us by teaching us His Word and also chastening or disciplining us when we fail to do those things that we ought to do, which is what we read in verse 15. Lord, make us glad according to the days wherein Thou hast afflicted us and the years wherein we have seen evil. Our time that we have on this earth might also entail persecution or trials or tribulations, but this is all part of God's timing and His purpose for us. So time management is learned. We learn from the Word of God. And sometimes through the hard knocks of life, in conjunction with the Word of God, we realize that our instruction involves both the positive side of teaching and the negative side of godly discipline. Number two, time management involves prioritization. See that phrase, to number. Teach us to number. To number our days means to schedule out our days. Therefore, we first must understand that we need to consider each day of value. The word number means to divide out, to measure out, to allot or appoint. That means we must organize and prioritize. So what should be our priorities as we are asking God to teach us to number, to prioritize, to allot and number out our days? First, as believers, our priority should be with God. Our prayer life is very, very important. We must make our prayer life a priority. James 5:16 tells us the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And of course, Bible study. We can notice Hebrews chapter 5, 2 Timothy chapter 3. If the Word of God is sufficient to make us exactly what God wants us to be, which 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 tells us, then do not we want to make a priority of studying it? So our priority should be with God, number one. Our prayer life and Bible study is so important. We must prioritize time for prayer and Bible study. Our next priority should be with our earthly family, the family that God has given to us. We must provide for our family through work. We must spend time with our family. We must educate our children in the things of the Lord. We must get to know our loved ones, our spouses better. Priority with God, number one. Priority with earthly family, number two. And then a priority with our spiritual family is so important. Acts chapter 2 and verse 42, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25 reminds us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, but we are to instead provoke one another unto love and good works. You see, we are all a spiritual family who know Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we're part of the body of Christ. So we must live as such. We must build up other believers in Christ. We must commit to a local church family. Notice, if you will, that throughout the New Testament, the Apostle Paul and other New Testament writers are writing to churches or church leaders. It's already a given that the people were committed to fulfilling God's will through the work of the local church. You see, the authors of the New Testament did not need to harp on church attendance and fellowship. It was a given, except in Hebrews, where the author was dealing with spiritual, immature believers wanting to go back. It's amazing that people in every other religion are so deeply committed to their religion, but American Christians are so nonchalant and ambivalent about the things of the Lord, and particularly their attendance and commitment to a local church body. Prayer for one another is another form in which we show priority and make priority with our spiritual family. We need to pray for one another. So priority with God, priority with earthly family, priority with spiritual family. This is how we measure out and number our days. A special note for those who are parents that are listening. Parents, remember, your children see and know your priorities. Your priorities will be theirs. Hypocrisy is certainly not an option. So time management, keep this in mind, is learned, teach us. Time management involves priorities to number. Number three, time management is a daily process. Notice our days. Our days. The short term always precedes the long term. Every day individually must be managed spiritually, financially, recreationally. We must set goals, daily goals, to get things done for work, to get things done for school, to study God's word, to pray, to unite with other fellow believers in Christ. And we must pray that in all these things, God blesses all our work. Verse 17, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us, Moses prays. The short term is so important. Lord, teach us to number our days. The long term is not in our hands, but in God's. James noted this in the New Testament. What is our life but is even a vapor that appears for a little time and fades away? The long term is not in our hands. The short term is something we need to daily manage. So time management is learned as we make the most of our days. Teach us. Time management involves prioritization to number our days. Number three, time management is a daily process. It involves our days. And finally, we find from verse 12 that time management is intentional and purposeful. Notice, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. What exactly is wisdom? Wisdom is the exercise of sound judgment to avoid evil and to live righteously. You see, it's all about God. It's not about us. Our purpose in life is to glorify God. Therefore, nothing we spend our time doing should dishonor him. The goal of time given to us by God is to use it to wise up and therefore bring glory to God. Our time management should always center around our purpose for existence, not simply our personal whims or desires. Applying our hearts unto wisdom and then exercising wisdom always glorifies God and benefits ourselves and others. In the end, doing the will of God with the time God has given us will bring joy at Christ's appearing. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 28. We don't want to be ashamed before him at his coming. We want to have confidence. When we number our days as a result of God's teaching, God teaching us through his word, positively and negatively, when we number our days as a result of God's teaching, number one, we will apply our hearts unto wisdom. This is what we want. This is our goal. Number two, we will experience the gladness and satisfaction that comes with investing our time for eternity. That's what Moses writes in verses 14, 15, and 16. And number three, God will establish the work of our hands. This means he will be pleased and honored with how our time is spent. Our time on this earth is opportunity. Opportunity. The way we use our time reveals our values and priorities. When we waste our time, do we remember and realize we're not only wasting our own time? Is God, is the Holy Spirit honored when we waste our time? On the contrary, it grieves him when we throw away the opportunity to better ourselves or build upon our relationship with God. We have to have balance in our lives, manage our time in a balanced manner. There is time for relaxation and recreation, but such time should certainly be limited, not unchecked. Today, purpose to invest your time for the glory of God. Purpose to manage your time wisely and ask God to help you stick by this schedule. We will fully understand the value of time when it is no more. By then, it'll be too late. Our time on earth is brief, so let's use it wisely and make this prayer of Moses our prayer today. I thank you for joining me for this episode of FEA Today, and until next time, may the Lord continue to bless you.